irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On Air with Russell of Hotels, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome to On Air with Russell of Hotels, where we talk about everything hospitality, from hotels to influencers and everything in between. We will feature guest interviews with hospitality professionals who will share their experiences. Your host, Russell Edmond, has spent over 25 years in the hospitality industry, beginning his career with Marriott International in hotel operations, before moving into the sales arena and becoming a relationship building director of sales and marketing. Russell then went to the other side as a hospitality entrepreneur. He now consults in the hotel and meeting space, which includes being the CEO of Russell of Hotels Group. Did I mention he was a veggie foodie? Yes, Russell is always looking for good non-meat eats. Please welcome your host, Russell Edmond.
Hello and good afternoon, and thank you for joining On Air with Russell of Hotels. Hashtag Hospitality Unplugged. Today is Tuesday, October 6th. It's 1:02 in the afternoon, PST. So hope everybody is doing well. Guess what? It's show number 77. On Air with Russell of Hotels, show number 77, only on LA Talk Radio, Facebook Live, Zoom. We're doing it all over here, okay? So we're not just doing one thing. We're doing multiple things over here. So I'm being silly today, as you can tell. But anyway, it's show number 77. We're almost at 80. I need a break, right? I was telling someone the other day, I think I'm going to get to maybe 80, and then I'm going to take a break for, a month. What? Are you serious? I'm like... So, I guess the show must go on, right? But sometimes you got to, take your break, reevaluate things. And it's okay. As long as you come back stronger, this would be the third season, right? So I took a break between, I call them seasons, because I took a break before, right? So I did the first, I don't remember how many, but I went a year and then I stopped. No, I went half a year and then I stopped. And then I've gone over a year now. And, sometimes you just need to take a break and kind of reevaluate what you're doing, get some new ideas, get some new energy, some juice, whatever you need to do, you need to do it. But anyway, so we're going to keep going until I say I'm going to take a break because it may happen. Okay. So anyway, but hello and thank you again for joining On Air with Russell Hotels live radio show. It is live. It's not a podcast at this point. It's a podcast at 2:00. Okay, when it's over at 2:00, it's a podcast. But right now, it's live, so I can't say, hey, Ronan, stop. Let's redo this. No, I can't do that. It's live. We're going, and we're going to make it happen today. So connecting people and collaboration, that's what we're all about. And I already said the hashtag hospitality unplugged, which just means we talk about everything hospitality. Maybe good, maybe bad, but I give it to you straight, right? It's not, I'm not making up the news. This news is out there, right? So I just think it's just my job to report and just to let people know what's going on. Sometimes it's from my perspective. When I have guests, it's from multiple perspectives, but it is what it is. So we keep it moving. Industry news. Did you know this? And I just heard this today. 58% of Manhattan hotels, Manhattan in New York, right? 58% of Manhattan hotels have not opened as of September 30th. They have not reopened as of September 30th. Maybe by the 6th of October they have, but as of the 30th, they had not. Upscale and luxury properties, 70% of upscale hotels and 76% of luxury hotels have not reopened. And of course, this is all due to the coronavirus, right? So I didn't realize that it was, when it comes to, you know, New York. I mean, that's the hot spot for hotels and, you know, everybody's in New York, right? New York or LA. But I didn't realize that that many hotels had not reopened. So that's, man, that's kind of, kind of took me back a little bit when this person told me. I had to think about that. But anyway, darn, it is what it is. Last Wednesday, I attended this. Last Wednesday was the 30th. I attended this, and this was a Zoom call, but it's a Thailand, and I hope I'm saying this right, Epicurean adventure. Basically had to do with food and libations and things like that. Of course, I couldn't have any because I'm in LA and they're in Thailand, right? So, but it was basically given by the Thailand Tourism Board, I believe it is who put it on. But it basically showed, you know, some food hot spots or just hot spots in Bangkok. And I thought it was cool. So it was one of those things that one of those Zoom things that are free that you can participate in. Right. So there's no reason during this whole pandemic thing, if you're still at home or whatever. I mean, there's things that we can, you know, things that can pique your interest and things like that. I want to go to Thailand. Right. I've always wanted to go to Thailand for whatever reason, and probably because of the food. And this just gave me more the reason to want to go to Thailand. Right. So. It was destination. It was through a DMO, which is Thailand's tourism board. And they talked about food and drink. I guess Chinatown in Thailand is the hot spot to go to. Right? So if you're ever in Thailand, this is just what I heard. If someone else can tell me differently, then tell me differently. But in Thailand, that's what they said on the presentation, that Chinatown in Thailand is the place to go. That's where all the street vendors and all the good food. Oh, it looks so good. And this was live, right? So it was 10 o'clock here, which means it's 14 hour difference in Thailand than it is in California. So it was like midnight there, right? Was it midnight there? Yeah, if it's 10 a.m. here, it's midnight there. And it was hopping, right? I mean, it was people everywhere. They're eating food. They took us to this rooftop on top of a hotel, rooftop bar and restaurant overlooking the city of Bangkok. It was beautiful. So go to Thailand. I'm just saying, I mean, I'm just letting you guys know what I do. Okay. I haven't been to Thailand yet, but it was something that I experienced on a Zoom, but it was still fun, right? Just to take an hour and learn about the cultures and learn about the food, which is the most important thing. So that was good though. So, you know, I've been on a couple of different webinars, I'm just letting you know. HSMAI, I was on there's the one last week, and I think I mentioned it on the show, two shows previous that this was coming up. There's a five-part webinar series, and I believe that was the last one. It was titled Leaving the Hospitality Industry. It was with our girl, Michelle Carlin, founder and president of Alignment Advising. So that was good. So she talked about, you know, what do you do when you leave in the hospitality industry? How do you find another job? How to uncover, the key takeaways were uncover how to recognize other passions and interests that may lead to your next job or career. She even gave four steps. She went into detail. I'm not going to go into detail, but I'll name the four steps because Michelle, guess what? Michelle Carlin is going to be on the show in a couple of weeks and she can take off from where I'm going to leave off, right? But she talked about four steps on moving forward, you know, trying to get your new career or whatever. One is evaluate. Two is identify options. Three is prepare and plan. And four is execute the plan. What all that stuff means, we're going to let Michelle come on and talk about it. But it just gave a lot of good insight on, you know, people that are maybe on the fence. Well, how do I do this? You know, which industries are basically transferable to another, and what, you know, from the hospitality industry, which industries out there can I transfer my skills? You know, where am I marketable? I mean, there's a lot of questions you have to ask but ask yourself. But Michelle did a great job, as she always does. So if you ever have any questions about trying to find another job, what you should do, and it's not just for hospitality. I mean, our background is hospitality, but that does not define us. That does not mean that's all we know. you know, our skills transfer to other industries as well, especially when it comes to this whole social media thing. Things transfer everywhere, right? So just make sure if you have any questions, you want to know how to get started, contact Michelle Carlin, founder and president of Alignment Advising. And that's alignmentadvising.com if you just want to check it out. And actually tomorrow, this is something else, there's another webinar given by HSMAI, How to Become an Influencer Sales Rockstar. I don't know what that means, but I'm going to check it out. I mean, if you're a salesperson, you know, how to become an influencer in sales and be a rock star. Okay. All right. I'm going to check it out. I'll let you know next week. So that's 11 to 2 p.m. HSMAI is putting it on. I don't have any more details other than that because I didn't write any notes, right? But I'll let you know next week. But if you're interested, I'm pretty sure you can go to HSMAI's website and check it out and find it out. And that's the one that's in LA. That's the LA chapter that's putting that on. But it's 11 to 12 PST tomorrow, which is Wednesday. Is your hotel open? I ask these questions all the time. Is your hotel open? Did you go back to work? Have we created some FOMO? What is FOMO? People say, what is this FOMO thing you keep talking about on this show? Hashtag FOMO. Fear of missing out. It's an acronym, right? Fear of missing out. That's what, you know, that's the whole social media thing, right? You know, that may be a little old, little passe, meaning the term FOMO, but that's basically what it means. You know, you post things and people start looking. They're like, wow, Russell's there. You know, like you look at behind me. I'm in Vancouver, B.C., right? People say, oh, my God, that looks beautiful. B.C., Vancouver, never been. You know, that may create some FOMO. They think they're missing out on something. If Russell of Hotels is there, Russell Edmond, that's my name. If I'm there, maybe I need to be there. I can't let him get one up on me, right? So I need to be there. So that's how people... That's how things get created. That's how people go and try things, like especially when it comes to food, right? Food is a whole food craze, right? I watch every week Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives, right? With Guy Fieri on the Food Network channel. I watch it religiously every week, okay? Probably 5 episodes at a time. It could be the same episode. I don't know, but they're starting to repeat themselves. No, they have a new season now where new restaurants are coming out. But anyway, by him going to those restaurants, he's on TV, right? He's a huge foodie, personality, whatever. But by him going to these restaurants, it creates FOMO. You think you're missing out on the food that he's eating. So guess what? People go to those restaurants, especially the restaurants that are on his show. They go to those restaurants, and those restaurants just, from what I understand, they just blow up. I mean, some of them, they were one restaurant at one time, and he goes back because he has this new show where he goes back to the ones he went, say, several years ago to see how they're doing. And a lot of them have now multiple locations, all because he created FOMO for them, and people went there, and the demand was so great, they ended up opening up new restaurants, right? So, I mean, that's all about creating FOMO. So I try to do that in my marketing, especially, like I said, we're showing Vancouver, British Columbia, which is one of my favorite cities. So have you ever been there? I mean, they have a good food scene, too. They have a lot of good non-meat eats in Vancouver, British Columbia. Who would have thought? Right. I didn't know, but I was there and I ate myself to death. And one, I can't think of the area that it's in now, but it's Vancouver. Oh man, I can't even think. If I think about it, the area, I'll mention it, but it was great. Social media usage is up nearly 7 minutes over 2019. I keep saying this every week, right? Because I want people to, if you don't promote, keep your brand relevant, advertise, whatever you need to do on social media, because that's the only way to do it at this point, because you're not reaching anyone any other way, right? Who's doing print advertising anymore? You're not doing it on TV. So how are you doing your advertising if you're doing, or your promotions? How are you doing it? If you're a small mom and pop boutique hotel, how are you getting things out? Only way you can do it is social media at this point, right? So what are you doing? So if people were spending, if the usage of social media is up 7 minutes over 2019, what are you doing moving forward? What is your marketing strategy moving forward? It has to include trying to stay relevant or let people know that you're open, creating some FOMO on social media. That's what Russell Hotels does. We create that FOMO for you. Like I said, I'm in British Columbia right now. Did you even know that? No, but it's in the back of me. British Columbia, Vancouver, boom. So make sure, like I said, people are spending more time on social media. Is that a good thing, bad thing? I guess it depends on what end of the stick you're on. But it could be good. It could be too much. But if you're a business and you're a brand, you need to put your brand out there. You need to keep it out there. So keep that in mind. Not Meat Eats. What am I going to do for Not Meat Eats? Today is Taco Tuesday. What am I going to do? I haven't made any seitan. I haven't made that in probably about a month or so. I finally got some flour. I needed some all-purpose flour to go along with my, what is it called? Vital wheat. It's called vital wheat. So you mix vital wheat and regular AP or all-purpose flour together. You season it with water. You mix it. It forms into a ball. You boil that in vegetable broth for like an hour. You slice it, and then you can cook it. However you want to cook it. You can saute it. You can fry it if that's what you wanted to do. You can microwave it, however you wanted to do it. And you can I cut it up. I do it in stir fry. I put it in tacos, however you want to do it, you can do it. But it's called seitan, and it's Nami Eats, which means it's plant-based. It's all plant-based. You guys know that I'm 100% plant-based. I don't call myself vegan, but I'm 100% plant-based. And I went to, actually, somebody got food for me over the weekend. Normally on Saturdays, I try a new restaurant, and of course, it's Non-Meat Eats. At least they have the option of Non-Meat Eats. So Orleans and York. And I believe there's three of them here in LA. I don't know if they're nationwide. I think they did start in New York. So there may be a couple in New York, but Orleans and York is basically a Cajun restaurant, but they have a couple of vegan options. So what did I get? I got the vegan dirty rice, and it has like vegan meat in there, like beef, like looks like steak, but it's cut up, sliced. And then meatless wings or drumettes. I'll call them drumettes because they look like drumettes, right? So meatless drumettes and vegan dirty rice. It's all vegan. It's all plant-based, but it's all very good. So if you ever, you drive by Orleans and York, try it out. Check out the vegan stuff, though. I mean, the other stuff, I don't know what it is, but they have po' boys. They have all that. Anything you can get in New Orleans, you can get there. You get dirty rice. You got jambalaya, gumbo, all kind of Cajun stuff. But I prefer, of course, the vegan stuff. I'm just happy they had the vegan options. Are you reinventing yourself? Are you swerving? Swerving is the new pivot. I don't use pivot, I use swerve. So S is the new P. Okay, does that make sense? Did I get you guys on that one? So what are you doing that you weren't doing before? The best way to predict the future is to invent it. Write your own story. Do what you need to do. A lot of people are doing it. More people are starting their own business than ever before, just in case you didn't know that. So you're going to see a lot of new businesses coming up because of all this, because people have time to sit around and think, like, what would I do? If I didn't do what I'm doing now, what would I do? So just remember that. And then I say this every week, I keep my pocket square keeps disappearing into my pocket, so I have to keep adjusting it. Contact information. How do you get a hold of Russell of Hotels, just in case you wanted to, give him a call, chop it up. Chop it up, that means, have a conversation, talk, that's what that means. My email, russell@russellofhotels.com, Twitter, Russell of Hotels, IG, Russell of Hotels, LinkedIn, my real name, Russell L. Edmond, Facebook, Russell L. Edmond, and Russell of Hotels, which means it's two Facebook pages. My website is russellofhotels.com. So you get the common theme there, Russell of Hotels. That's, you want to put that on everything. If that's your brand, You want to make sure you put it out there. These sometimes, you know, you get your brand going and you're like, am I using this too much? Am I using my brand too much? I don't think that. Okay. I have hats. I got shirts that say Russell of Hotels. So I'm walking in the morning, they're looking. I got a mask that says Russell of Hotels, you know, the mask, and a mask that says Russell of Hotels. So you know what? It's your brand. Do what you got to do. Just keep it up. Stay relevant. Is it too much? Sometimes too much. I never think about it like that, because if it's something that you're proud of, something that you, you know, started from scratch, it was nothing before, and you made it into something where people notice it, people will understand, and now they're understanding what you're doing or what you actually do. I think that's important. So make sure if you have a brand that you develop, you put your brand out there. I mean, I see people putting their brand out there all the time, and it's starting to reap rewards. I mean, nothing happens overnight. Just remember that, you know, putting your brand out there, letting people know what you do, it takes time, but you have to do it, right? You have to start somewhere to get there. You got to walk before you can run. Okay. So there you go. I talk about sponsorship opportunities. If you're interested, you just use one, that information, russell@russellofhotels.com. Reach out to me. You can call me. And that's on my website. My number is on my website, russellofhotels.com. You can call me. We can chop it up. Talk about what you want to do, what kind of strategies you're trying to develop. What are you trying to do? Are you trying to create some FOMO? Are you trying to stay relevant? You just want to be top of mind. Whatever you want to do, Russell of Hotels can assist you. So what is the Russell of Hotels group? It's digital marketing via social media. Build your presence through videos, posting, et cetera. And I'm going to talk a little bit more about social media and 10 steps to build your social media presence. Radio show host. So if I'm not doing the digital marketing, I'm a radio show host, right? That today, right? On Air with Russell of Hotels. We're talking about hospitality issues or whatever issues that come up. So make sure you tune in every Tuesday at 1 o'clock PST, collaboration and connecting people. So that's what another thing we try to do is connect with a lot of people. Bring them on the show. What are people doing? We talk about, I mean, I'm gonna have Michelle Carlin on the show in a couple of weeks. We're gonna talk about how to market yourself to get a new job. If you don't have a job, if you lost your job, you got laid off, you got furloughed, or whatever the case may be. We're going to talk about those things. So make sure you tune in for that. I believe that's going to be the 20th, Michelle? Yeah, it's going to be on the 20th. I'm talking to Michelle like she's listening or watching, but it's on the 20th. So check it out on the 20th, and I'll let you know before that so you don't forget. It's important that, you know, we see which jobs are transferable for our skills. And even if it's not hospitality related, we can ask Michelle, you know, how would these people do the same thing? Because I think the basics are the same, right? You got to put yourself out there. You have to do what you need to do, right? If you have some, you know, transferable skills, of course, it's going to make things a lot better. But I think it's always important to, when I was talking about collaboration and connecting with people, you know, a good platform to do that is LinkedIn. You know, years ago, did I swear by LinkedIn? No, but as you get in situations like this, where you need to reach out to people and see what they think about certain things, or maybe even help you, you know, with your next career opportunity or whatever. I just think it's important that we have that platform to reach out to people. And anybody that I've reached out to, they've always responded back to me, always. And so that's good. And I always make sure that I respond back to the people, even if it's like, you know, I just want to connect with you. And I say, hey, you know, greetings, so-and-so. Thank you for the connection. Please let me know if I can assist you with anything. Boom. I mean, you have to respond to people when they ask you things or they want to connect with you. And I thank them. I always thank people for connecting with me. All 26,000 people that I have as whatever LinkedIn connections, I've thanked all of them. So remember, I started, you know, some years ago with this. You don't build 26,000 in a year. That takes a couple years to do, probably 5 or 6 years. I don't remember, but next thing I knew, I started with, you know, 500. I remember I was in competition with trying to build, you know, connections with Victor Simmons. Okay, Victor Simmons is now the vice president of human resources and diversity and inclusion with Ace Hotels out of New York, right? So we were trying, this is some years ago, I'm say 5-6 years ago. He saw that I had, I think back then I had like 2,500, right? 2,500 people on LinkedIn that I was connected with. And he thought that was a lot, right? He said, oh, I'm a, you know, I'm a beat you. How are you building your, you know, building your presence? I'm like, don't worry about it. You know, just, I have more than you. So he was, we were kind of in competition and he got to 2,000 or whatever. And he got a little closer to me. Then all of a sudden, you know, I'm at 10, I'm at 15, I'm at 20. Now I'm at 26. Now he can't even touch. I don't even know where he is now, but he's nowhere near 26,000. But anyway, I don't know how I got off on that, but build your presence. It's important to build your presence. Then that way people see the stuff that you're putting out. So if you're posting things, not saying all 26,000 people see everything I'm posting, but you have the potential to reach the 26,000 people and more than that if they're resharing and reposting anything that you're putting out there. So just remember that. Shout out to, I missed this last week, but shout out to the people of Blythe. What's going on there? Is it still hot there? I don't know. I didn't look to see how hot it was or how hot it was going to be, but I can rest assured it's hot. It's over 105 degrees, I'm pretty sure. But we'll leave Blythe alone for now. On Blast next week. What does On Blast mean? On Blast means who's the next person going to be on the show? So the next person's going to be on the show is going to be next week, Professor Ryan Giffen, PhD, with Long Beach State in their hospitality program. We're going to get him on here. We're going to talk about, you know, we're talking about the program. We're talking about him first. Talk about the program at Long Beach State. We're talking about, you know what I want to talk about? And I want to get I haven't done this yet, but I want to get a student, like a hospitality student on the show. And, you know, just to chop it up with them and pick their brain a little bit. You know, what are they looking for? How's this COVID affected them in looking for jobs? Are people still looking for it? Like, I remember when I came out of Cal Poly Pomona through the hotel program, and I ended up going with Marriott with a training program. And they called it individual development program or something like that. I wonder if companies still have those. That's a good question to ask them. Like, how's your job search going? Are companies still looking for college graduates? I mean, is it just slowed down? Are they put it on pause? Are they put it on hold? I don't know those things. So maybe I can ask Professor Ryan Giffen these questions as well, but it would be great to have a student on to hear what they have to say, to get their perspective. You know what? I think I'm going to work on that. What do you think about that? That sounds good. So he's going to be on here next week. He also has a podcast called the MOD Report. Now, anyone in hotels know what the MOD is, the MOD Report. Did you do your MOD Report? Did you read the MOD Report last night? Oh, my God, this place was going crazy. I just remember I'm going off of my own experience, my own past experience when I was a night manager. And of course, if you're the night manager, you're the MOD every night. Well, 5 days a week, sometimes 6 days a week, 6 nights a week. And the manager on duty, everything comes to that manager on duty. So any issues at all, the issues come or you get called. Hey, we have this. I mean, if they needed change, if they wanted to make a drop, if they needed liquor, if they needed food, everything came. If there's issues in a guest room, there's a fight in the bar, you know, they had too much drink in the 10-year reunion, you know, they would call the MOD. So by the end of the night, you had so much information that was that compiled in your head. I took notes as the night went on, you know, room 320, you know, disturbance, you know, whatever, fight or whatever, and how you basically rectified this situation. So you want to make sure you have all your notes in order. So that was the MOD report. So if it wasn't on the MOD report, then it didn't happen, right? But I want to make sure everything in chronological order was on that MOD report. So why am I going off in this tangent? Because Professor Ryan Giffen, PhD, he has a podcast called the MOD Report. So guess, you know, I'm going to ask him, like, how'd you come with this name, MOD Report? Give me an example of an MOD report. So I can't wait to have him on the show. So, and that, how'd I get him on the show? It's all about connecting and collaborating. Found him on LinkedIn. He actually responded to something. He made a comment on something that I had posted. Excuse me while I take a drink of water. Thank you. He had actually responded to a posting that I put. I mean, he put it, said, oh, that's nice. Thank you. Or, well, I mean, something, smiley face. I don't remember what it was, but he responded. So, and I looked at what he did. I connected with him right away. So anytime, words of advice, anytime someone looks at your profile, and I get a lot of people looking at my profile, right? So I'll automatically, if I have not connected with them, I connect with them. If I've already connected with them, I send them a message. Hey, how you doing? Just checking how things going during this whole COVID thing, you know, just to get some dialogue started with people, because you never know where conversations will lead. But we have to make sure that we are communicating. I mean, that's a good platform to communicate. So I always want to make sure that I do that. So that's how I found, or that's how he found me. And then I saw that he, of course, I read his profile and saw that he's a professor at Long Beach State, which, okay, of course, now I want him on the show. And he has his own podcast. And when it said MOD report, boom, I'm like, this dude knows what's going on. He knows the industry. Anybody that calls their podcast the MOD report knows what's going on. So anyway, you can tell certain things, food, MOD, you know, certain things get me going, right? So so I can't wait to have him on next week. He's going to be on blast, which means we're going to blow him up. So if you didn't know anything about Dr. Ryan Giffen, you're going to know about it next week. Okay, so make sure you tune in. Boy, I went through all my stuff and it's only 1:30. Now, any other day I'm going through stuff and I'm running out of time, right? Now I'm almost at the end of what I needed to go and I'm almost at the topic. Oh my goodness. But I did, there's one thing I didn't mention and I have to go back. Whew, I have to go back because it's already 1:32, right? I mean, it's only 1:32. I got time to go. I have time. So these are things, that four questions I always ask every week that you need to think about, right? Not me. I'm just, you don't have to share them with me, but you write these to yourself and then share them with yourself. First one, how is your brand staying relevant? What do you do to stay relevant? What do I do to stay? I'll just tell you this. What do I do to stay relevant? I do postings all the time. Daily, sometimes daily, it just depends when it hits me. If I go 2 days without posting something, that's a problem, right? That means I'm busy, or just, I don't know. I guess that means I'm busy. Let's just leave it at that. So I want to make sure that I'm posting, if not every day, every other day. And sometimes I do post, you know, multiple times in the same day. It depends on basically what I have to post. So because I want to keep the brand relevant. I want to keep things top of mind. What does Russell of Hotels do? Oh, he does marketing. Okay, what's the best way to show that I do marketing? I show something like this. I show like this backdrop of me being in Vancouver, right? So, I mean, does that do anything for me? Well, it shows that, you know, oh, Russell, he's well-traveled. At least he's gone to Vancouver, British Columbia. But it gives British Vancouver a shout-out too, right? And check this out, maybe you're on the edge of either going to British Columbia or you're going to maybe Toronto. You're going to Canada, right? But maybe you're thinking, Toronto, Vancouver, which one should I go to? And then you see this, and this is the last thing you saw about British Columbia, just the backdrop. Like, you know what? I'm going to check out British Columbia. I'm going to check out Vancouver, you know, because it was on the Russell of Hotels show. I mean that, you know, that may be kind of far-fetched for people, but that's how social media basically influences people, right? If there's a couple of documentaries out that you need to check out, and it kind of gives you a glimpse of how social media works, and it's actually pretty scary how it works. And what I mean scary is that because social media can be used for bad things too, not necessarily just good things, right? I mean, I'm using it for, you know, relevancy, getting your product or your promotion out there. The one I want you to watch, if you have, it's called Social Dilemma. Check out Social Dilemma. It's a, what do you call it? It's on Netflix. It's a documentary on Netflix. It's called Social Dilemma. Check it out. If you haven't seen it, just check it out. See what you think about that one. And it kind of gives you a little insight of what I'm talking about as far as influence of social media and how this thing is, it can be basically out of control because of how it's being used and things like that. But for us, for the sake of what I'm talking about promoting your brand, right? So like I said, you may be on the edge, like, should I go to this city, go to that city? And you see someone that's been there, someone that's talking it up. Well, guess what? If it's two cities you're considering, I'm going off on a tangent now. But if two cities that you're considering, I just said Toronto and I mentioned Vancouver, but you haven't heard anyone say anything about Toronto. But you're seeing me and maybe someone else and you saw some publication about Vancouver. Well, you know, more than likely you're going to pick Vancouver because you've seen more information and it's been positive. Has it been negative? I haven't said anything negative about Vancouver, BC, because to me, there's nothing negative. They got a huge foodie scene. Look at the view from it's a bridge that I'm overlooking, right? And that's the city. You got boats you can rent. They got paddle boats. They got a park over to your left. I mean, it's just beautiful, right? And it's very walkable, very walkable. So those are things that set things apart, right? So getting back to my questions, how is your brand staying relevant? My brand, I keep it relevant because I post a lot of things, right? Where I am, I'm posting where I am. Like I'm in Vancouver, BC. This is it. It helps two brands. It helps my brand and it helps BC. So there you go. Knowing what you know now, is there anything that you are doing differently? What are you doing now that you weren't doing before, right? Because things have changed now. Now that this whole COVID thing has taken us by the throat, I mean, we are doing things differently. I mean, if that's doing things on Zoom. Remember, when this show first started, I was going into a studio, right? I was going into the studio and where is it at? Where is the studio? I can't think of where the heck the studio is now. I was going to say Studio City, but that's not the city that it's in. But wherever I was going to the Valley, I was driving to the Valley every week to do the show. Well, when COVID hit, they actually closed down the studio and the building, so I couldn't get in. So thank God for Zoom, right? So, you know, Ronan and Sam came up with the Zoom. They put everything together, and now I guess I don't really have to go. I guess I really don't have to go back in. But this is what we're doing now. I mean, so knowing what I know now, we can always Zoom on everything, right? Not everything, but most things. So that's what I'm doing differently. Number three, have you connected with anyone new? What are we doing? Are we connecting with new people? If that's via social media, I mean, like I mentioned, LinkedIn, are we connecting with anyone new? Are we calling people that maybe we had business relationships with? Are we calling them to see how they're doing, checking up on them? You know, what are we doing? We need to do that. If we're use hotels as an example, meeting planners, are you calling your hotel partners? Hotel partners, are you calling your meeting planning partners just to see how they're doing? Give a welfare check, whatever. Might as well. What else are we doing? Number four, what has this situation taught you? Has this situation taught you anything? Don't put your eggs in all in one basket. Learn what you can. Attend as many webinars as you can. Educate yourself. Re-educate yourself. That's what it's taught me. Basically, I'm glad I hadn't put all my eggs in one basket. That's one. But that wasn't because of COVID. That was because I can see some of my business going down as far as meetings were concerned. So last year I did something. I'm making no secret to some people that I'm studying right now for my investment securities license. And I have my insurance, life insurance license to sell life insurance. So I've done those things and I'm working on, like I said, the second piece of that. So this situation has taught me don't put all my eggs in one basket and educate and re-educate yourself. That's what it's taught me. So I'm not sure what it's taught you guys, but that's what it's taught me. So that's the four things I always ask. I already gave a shout out. I had to go back. I already gave the shout out to Blythe. You know, it's hot as heck there. Introduction of today's topic. And funny thing, today has to do with social media. I just blew up social media. Now I'm going to talk about it. I mean, I've been talking about blowing up meaning. I've been talking about it, you know, blowing up the conversation. But I'm going to talk a little bit more, I'm going to talk a little more about it. These are 10 tips for building a social media presence. 10 tips. Number one, use consistent photos, headshots, and logos. If you see anything that I put out, it's consistent. It has the same logo. I'm not throwing out different logos. I don't even throw out different colored logos. It's the same logo that I use on everything. So everything I put out, it may start off with something. If it's a video, I start off with something, but it's always going to end with my logo. You have to be consistent. You have to build that presence on social media. People don't like things that, okay, 1 minute it had it, next minute it doesn't. And you get confused. Like, is this Russell Hotels or is this just Russell? What is this? People can get confused. So make sure whatever you're putting out, whatever you're posting, put your logo on it somewhere. Okay. And photos and headshots, use the same one. Be consistent. You know, update it, you know, every now and then. And I'll be the first to admit this. I have a headshot that I've had for several years, and I don't even look like that. But that's something I have to work on. It's something I have to do. But make sure you're staying consistent. Your photos, try to use the same size photos. You know, every platform is looking for different size photos or pixels or whatever. So you got to be consistent with those. I won't go into what those are, but those are things that you can look up for yourself. Like, what size should these pictures be? But be consistent and make sure you're using your photos, right? Don't use stock photos, because when it comes to Google placement and things like that, your photos that you take on your phone or your digital camera and you upload them on your equipment goes a lot further than if you had stock photos. So I always want to make sure I take this picture here. This is not a picture that I found on the internet. It's a picture that I took, right? So make sure you're using your own photos. Number two, let the world know you're on social media. Do you know, a lot of people think, oh, they'll just find me organically. Well, guess what? It don't work like that, because algorithms have changed where it's not that easy anymore. So you have to keep posting things. You have to put things out there and let people know, you know, share your information. So start with your friends or your colleagues or whatever, et cetera. Okay. But friends and colleagues, start with them. Have them share your stuff. Let them know that you're on social media. If they're on social media, say, hey, can you share my stuff for me? Can you retweet or whatever the heck platform you're on? Share or retweet or repost or whatever you want to call it. Ask them to do that. And that way, that's you start to get the traction, right? You got to get traction to be noticed. You know, like I said, the whole organic thing, it doesn't work unless you're the major, unless you're Coke. You know what I mean? They don't have to do anything, but we're not Coke. We're trying to be Coke, but we're not. Three, create and share industry adjacent content. What does that mean? Excuse me. With people on the radio, I had to take a drink of water. So, but thank you. Create and share industry adjacent content. I consider myself an expert on hotels, right? Okay, let's just throw it out there. I know a little bit about hotels, so I'm gonna say I'm gonna just throw it out there. Hotels, hospitality, definitely expert on food when it comes to non-meat eats. Okay, and speaking of food, I always incorporate, because sometimes you can be too much, and I mentioned this a little while ago. You can be too much with whatever your main message is. So if I'm Russell of Hotels, I'm always sending things about hotels, right? Everything is hotels. Everything's hotels. Nothing I do is other than hotels. Well, guess what? People can get tired of that stuff. But what I do, which some other brands, and we'll use Coke as an example, they do the same thing. So if you notice Coke, they don't just throw Coke out there. There's always some Coke with driving a car, Coke with eating something, Coke with, especially around the holidays, Coke with those, you know, polar bears, you know, skiing and all this kind of stuff during the holiday, during Christmas holidays, right? That's a Coke commercial, right? That's all about branding, right? But you have to get away. Sometimes you have to get a little bit away from there and let them know that, okay, yeah, we know Russell Hotels is about hotels, but what else is Russell Hotels like? Or what else can he do? Well, I eat, Okay. So I talk about non-meat eats. So a lot of stuff I'll post is just to get you away from the hotel part, but don't get too far away from it. So I'll post things, Russell Hotels, but then I'll post something with food because I am a foodie and I make sure I let them know that my brand is about hotels and food. So I want to make sure that they know that. So that's what that means. So it's okay to share content with an industry that's a little bit adjacent to what you're doing. Adjacent means next to it, right? So hotels and food go hand in hand, right? You can't go to the hotel without eating, right? They go hand in hand. It's hospitality. That's what it's all about. So that's what that means. Where am I? Number four. Gosh, I couldn't see. Create a schedule and post content regularly. I don't have to post it. I don't have to create a schedule myself, but it's important once you first get started. Like, okay, every day at, you know, between 1 and 3, I'm going to post something, you know, based on the optimal level of people that follow you. You know, that's when you get most of your comments or whatever, retweets or whatever. So you want to come up with a schedule that's going to work for you. And that comes through some market research that does for me, at least. So I know exactly when the bulk of the people are watching, but sometimes I don't follow that. I just, you know what? I feel like posting, I'm a post, right? If I post every day, I post every day. If I want to post every other day, that's what I do. So I just try to put interesting content out there and be consistent. Make sure your logo's out there. Make sure your photos are tight and just post it. That's what I do. But make sure it's regular and consistent. That's what it comes down to. Regular and consistent postings. Number five, make the most of visual content. Add images. Images go a lot further than just a post with words. Okay, so you want to put image, meaning a picture, a photo. Video works a lot greater. You get more. In fact, experts say that video gets, if you're, you know, if it's like a promotion or whatever, you get more ROI if it's a video than if it's a still image. So just make sure. And I always mention that. So I always do video as much as I can. So make sure if you're going to post something, try to do it in video. Number six, cross promote content across all channels, meaning don't just use one platform. Don't just use LinkedIn or Facebook. Maybe use Twitter or Instagram, Pinterest, whatever. Use those. I mean, some content is more appropriate for other platforms, but guess what? I put it out there because if you don't put it out, nothing venture, nothing gain, right? You never know what you're going to get until you try it. So I use probably consistently 4 platforms. So that's what I do. I post consistently on the 4 platforms and you go from there because I'm trying to get the brand out there, right? And if you don't, if you're just, oh, well, maybe I shouldn't do this. Maybe this is better for this particular platform. Well, I don't do that. I do it. And I look at my metrics and see exactly, you know, what I'm getting from this. And then you adjust it. That's what you do. But it comes from, you know, knowing what you're sending out and how much response you're getting to it. And then you just adjust it accordingly. Don't be afraid to advertise. That's number 7. You know, Facebook, LinkedIn, you know, they have the paid programs, paid advertising, things like that, where you can get, you know, specific into the demographics. You want, you know, 18 to 32 male, sports related. I mean, it can be that specific if that's what you want, right? So depending on what your product is, depending on what you're trying to do, what you're trying to sell, it's okay to use those things, and they're not really that expensive. I mean, you're going to get, you know, it's like $5 for some of this stuff. $5 per, well, just $5, right? But you get so many impressions, right? So just check that out. But don't be afraid to do that. If you want to get your brand out there, try it. I've done it before, and it does work. It does work. Number 8, stay on top of trends with Twitter. I do the same thing. Like I'm in the sports. I'm in the football specifically. And I just couldn't believe that, you know, some teams are starting off 0-4 and none of these coaches have been fired, right? Well, I got the breaking news that Bill O'Brien with the Texans got fired. And I got the breaking news on Twitter. So Twitter always breaks Adam Schechter, who I follow. And he like, He's like the guy that's in with every team in the NFL. So Adam Schechter has a Twitter page or whatever. So I always make sure I follow him. So any breaking stuff, it comes from Adam. I'm like, oh, Bill O'Brien, finally somebody, you know, starting 0-4. I mean, somebody got to get fired, right? If your job is to win and you're losing and it's 0-4, no. Well, anyway, that's where I get my breaking news from. So I make sure I get my breaking news from Twitter. So check it out. Number 9, gain insight into your Facebook post. See how well your posts are doing. You can also do this with Twitter, IG, and LinkedIn. So there's insight pages, or you click and it gives you, you know, basically the metrics of how your postings did, right? You know, where it went, how many people saw it, how many people liked it, how many of these posts were reshared or retweeted or whatever. So, I mean, you and where it was. I mean, it gives you location. You know, most of your people are in Southern California or, you know, Florida or wherever the heck it is. It'll tell you those things because those things are important if you're trying to reach certain people, right? And then if you pay, you can get more in-depth information. Get into demographics, who they are. Are they male? Are they female? Are they single? Are they married? They're married. Do they have kids? How many kids? What are the age of the kids? I mean, it can go into all kind of buying habits and all this kind of stuff. Because that's the world we live in. There's a lot of information out there. But it's what do you do with that information that you get? I mean, I always say this stuff. When I was, you know, working on property in the hotel, you had access to all this information, all these profiles that you email addresses. And we very seldom use the stuff because guess what? Well, it costs money to do that. We can't, you know, we want to do an email blast and we want to do it as easy as, well, let's just do an email blast. Well, if you focus on exactly who you're trying to get, you know, it's not going to cost that much more money than you're just doing this email blast. Email blast was free because once you get stuff, I wasn't a big fan of email blast because you didn't get a lot of return and it was going to everybody. It wasn't going to specific people. But now you can target, you know, email blast is a shotgun approach. If you're familiar with a shotgun, it has, you know, for the most part, buckshots. Buckshots go everywhere, right? A bullet is targeted. It goes to specific people, okay? So that's the difference between a rifle approach and a shotgun approach, okay? When you're doing marketing, when you're targeting, you want to target specific groups or personas of people, right? You can't target everybody because guess what? Everybody's not going to use your hotel, or everybody's not going to come to your restaurant. Everybody's not going to use your service or your product, okay? Everybody's not going to do that, right? So, you know, like a wig company. I don't wear wigs, right? So why would a wig company be sending me, you know, messages or promoting to me when I don't wear wigs? Just use that as an example. But if someone was, you know, selling pocket squares, well, guess what? All right, I'm gonna buy a pocket square because I wear them, right? So target versus shotgun. You know, just remember, there's a difference. There's a huge difference. That was good, huh? Right? Ooh, sometimes I get on a roll, people. So you got to be there to listen, though, because I don't know when I don't know when the rolls are going to hit me, right? So did I say this already? Gain insight into your Facebook post. Yeah, I just did that one. I just beat that one to death. Hello. Number 10, don't rule out automation, auto-posting. You know what? You can have your platforms post automatically for you. You know, you put it in and then you put a date and a time that you want it to come out, the posting to come out, and you actually do that. But I don't do that. But people do, and it does work. I've done it before. It does work. It actually does work. But I, for some reason, I just like, because sometimes I like to change things, right? And if you already put it there and you can't change it, you send it out, and it may not be timely then. So I want to make sure my stuff is fresh, and that's the difference, right? So if I put something to be posted, you know, tomorrow at the same time, and then something else has happened in an interim, you know, then I got to go back in and stop that and redo it and all this. So I just rather just be fresh and do it. But if you have multiple Sometimes if you have multiple platforms and you're sending out the same message, that's consistent. Then that's okay to do. But if, like me, I change stuff every single day. It's not the same posting that I put out there. It's a different message, right? So mine needs to be a little bit more fresh. So that's why I don't use the automated part of the, or the automatic postings, if you will. But that's just me. But it works for anyone that wants to do it. But regardless of what I'm talking about, if you're trying to build your social media presence, those are your 10 tips. I'm going to put this on somewhere, right? Put this on my website so you guys can check them out if you're interested in seeing what they are. Any questions at all, you can always reach out to me, russell@russellfotels.com, and I'll answer your questions. I'll do whatever. So anyway, that's it for today. We're at 155. Man, I'm getting better at this, right? So now I'm going to talk like 5 minutes, right? But I'm getting better at this, right? So I don't time myself when I'm doing this. I don't do a presentation to myself before I go on air, but I'm just getting so good at this where I can start talking and by the, you know, next thing you know, I've already reached everything or talked about everything I need to talk about. And now I can get off the show and everything is good. Right. So I don't have to be rushed and all that stuff, but thank you so much for joining On Air with Russell of Hotels. We're hashtag hospitality unplugged. This was our 77th show. So next week will be 78. We're going to have a guest next week. And that is Dr. Ryan. And I want to make sure I say it's Giffen. Yeah, Dr. Ryan Griffin, not Giffen, Dr. Ryan Griffin. Man, I hope he's not listening. Professor Ryan Griffin is going to be the guest next week. He is a professor at Long Beach State in their hospitality management program. Can't wait to have him on the show. So you guys make sure you tune in. Like I said, if you have any questions at all, please feel free to give me a call. Or reach out to me via email, russell@russellofhotels.com. Until then, make sure today is Tuesday. Make sure you have some tacos. And it's okay to have, you know, tacos with no meat. You know, maybe a meat substitute or just try it. Or do you do that on Meatless Monday? Because, you know, a lot of people don't eat meat on Mondays, Meatless Mondays, right? Well, I don't eat meat any days, right? But whatever it is, have your taco, but see if you can do something a little different, right? Just, and then surprise me, let me know. Anyway, so you guys take care. Have a great week. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Thank you for joining On Air with Russell of Hotels. Please tune in every Tuesday at 1 p.m. as we talk to other hospitality professionals. Your feedback is important. Email russell@russellofhotels.com with any questions or suggestions. Until next time, try not to be a person of success, rather become a person of value.